happens when you call us. Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How's everything?
We're doing pretty good. Me and my homeboy here. We're gonna do a Mardi Gras style party. I'm here with Nick.
Hey, Nick's here.
All right.
Do you guys have beads?
Which one?
Like just beads, necklace.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We have a lot of them.
And so they'd be like Mardi Gras level beads.
Yeah, definitely.
We could take them down by the bayou.
Yeah, we were doing like a crawdad, a turgler kind of pot cooking. So we're going to need some beads, some po' boys, and crowns. You got like fake crowns? Do you have like king crowns?
Just give me a second.
Gotcha. We just want to go down by the bayou with some crowns and some beads and have a po' boy with some crawdaddies. Been getting a lot of spaghetti sandwich tweets.
Yeah, people like the spaghetti sandwich thing. It's not as like crazy as
I had one.
Did you really make one?
Yeah.
It's a lot of carbs.
I didn't scoop anything or, you know.
You know, I guess whatever. I'm not gonna like put my foot down on anything, but it just makes sense to scoop it in my head. Do whatever you want. I think you'd want to any.
Here's how the size of sandwich.
You could save on any amount of carbs.
I had a baguette that I cut two slices out of, and then put. It wasn't even like a spaghetti noodle. Actually, it was kind of like one of those cylinders.
Oh, like. Like what they do, like baked ziti kind of?
Yeah. And there's a meat and a cheese kind of sauce with it. It was kind of like having a slider. It was almost like having a spaghetti slider. It was good.
Listen to this song. Solid as a rock. Rock, ooh.
What do you think this guy's up to?
Love is. Maybe he's just putting us on hold to make us wait forever.
You called Glendale, by the way.
I did. Well, because we need to get permission to call New Orleans. We can't call New Orleans.
Yeah, you're right.
To get permission to call New Orleans.
Yeah.
Still hot.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
So you have crowns?
It's a seasonal theme. We just have the beads at the pool.
It's like a Mardi Gras type thing with, you know, obviously beads, and we're trying to see some boobs. And
yeah, but we don't have like hats or anything like that.
Okay. Well, we just really, we're just going to call Louisiana on this episode. So
right,
as long as you can sign off on that.
Is that fine?
All right.
Is that okay?
I'm sorry?
If we're going to call Louisiana this episode?
Sure.
Okay, so we have your permission.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks.
Thanks.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is. And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Bossy pants.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever.
Miss Bossy Pants.
Oh shit.
What?
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
What was that?
An email popped in.
Nick Thune. Email break.
Oh man, that sounded like the
Nick Thune.
The bass is dropping out of that.
That's really. I don't know what's going on here.
We're not experts, you know, Brendan.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Brendan runs most of the operation here.
It's not, we're not in like a professional studio. We're not like in the studio.
We don't know.
Led Zeppelin.
I know a couple songs.
Yeah. What, Led Zeppelin songs?
Yeah.
I can play like the beginning. What's that song? Is it Over the Hills and Far Away or something?
Whale? What's that one? That's Moby Dick. Do you know that? That's just like all drums.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can play that one.
Okay, well, hey,
so,
everybody.
Hey, it's Nick, and I'm here with my ex-girlfriend, Brendan.
BW in the house.
And it was the breakup was not bad. We are still talking.
We're still working together.
And today we're calling Louisiana.
We're going to call Louisiana. They got a lot. Louisiana's famous for New Orleans, and they're famous for...
they have a lot of those boats with the big fans in the back.
Big fans in the back.
I'd like to call... I want to just see what it would be to get one of those boats. Because you know what I'm talking about, right? When you're down on that bayou.
Yeah, that's like a Florida thing too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's more Florida.
Called.
It's one of those fan boats.
Yeah. So let's see what the Louisiana state... Should we call the like welcome center again?
Yeah. Let's call them and ask about those boats. Ask about the bayou. Ask about crawdaddies.
Find out what they're famous for.
Yeah. Get up, maybe see where the best po' boy is.
There's one in Baton Rouge, one in St. Francisville, and one, well, you
let's
know.
Let's call it Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Moulin Rouge, is that?
That's.
Is that a city?
Yeah, it's an unwatchable movie. We could ask them if Moulin Rouge is anywhere near Baton Rouge.
You know, an interesting tweet that I got last night was, let me take a look here.
This isn't a Twitter-based podcast.
It might not be, but, you know, sometimes the fans kind of weigh in. And somebody said...
We do have some pretty heavy-set fans.
Louisiana State, welcome, sir. This is Jay.
Hey, Jay. How's it going? This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey.
Yes.
We were just wondering, we were planning a visit to Louisiana.
Okay.
And we were just wondering, you guys have, like, we all know you have New Orleans there.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other places that we could go see?
Well, what are you in the mood to look, or what are you looking to see, I should say?
Well, we want to see a bayou. We were hoping to see one of those boats with a big fan on the back.
Okay.
Eat some crawdads.
What I can do is shoot for the north. Where are you from?
We live in Los Angeles.
Oh. Oops. On crawdads as well. If you say that around here, they look at you crazy.
Really? You don't say crawdads?
Yeah, it's crawfish.
Oh. So you probably
saved us a
beating.
What's your name
again? I'm Nick. I'm here with Brendan.
Yeah, we're two guys here.
Okay, but you have a last name?
Nick Thune, Brendan Walsh.
Okay, how do you spell that for me?
W-A-L-S-H.
And Thune is T-H-O-O-O-N-E.
All right, what I can do is I can send you a bunch of information, and I can give you a catalog for New Orleans. And I can put you some regional stuff in there, and I can ship it off to you. That's what I can do for you.
I'm curious, though, about those boats with the big fans on the back.
Do you know who Jason Siegel is?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I don't. So I'm not from here, so I just moved here in November, so I'm still learning pretty much the state of Louisiana.
Are there there's crocodiles there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
they're pretty predominant here too, as well.
Oh wow! And you get on one of those.
You can get on one of those plantations. Mm-hmm. There's
and is that the soup plantations or
in the state of Louisiana, which I've discovered.
Yeah. So if
you want to know more information, you just have to be a little bit more specific because there's a ton of stuff to give you.
Well, we want the crawfish, obviously.
I'm sorry.
The crawfish.
Crawfish, yes. Yeah, so I can send you some crawfish information of what we have. Their Cajun area of the state is going to be probably your best bet for crawfish, but you're going to have to watch out for the season because if you come during the summer, then crawfish will be out of season.
Gotcha. What about beads?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
No, those beads that you give girls.
That would be in New Orleans.
Okay.
That's just New Orleans?
That's New Orleans. Well, yeah, that's just New Orleans on Bourbon Street.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
There are other festivals. We can send you a festival for the whole next 3 months. It's just up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you what kind of festivals are going in the state.
That'd be good.
All right.
And
your address, you can send it to.
And do you guys have... do you guys have any festivals where it's just all the boats with the fans on the back?
Actually, you're talking about Mardi Gras?
No, just, you know, those boats with the big fans. Do you guys have any festivals for those?
Yeah, we have some of that stuff. And there's a ton of them here, actually.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can give you, the state of Louisiana doesn't endorse any particular one. We can give you the brochures that we have on hand.
Gotcha.
That's up to your discretion.
Okay. Any celebrities from there?
Brad Pitt has a house there, doesn't he?
Doesn't Sean Penn have a house there?
I'm not sure if he does or not.
Huh.
All right. Okay, well, maybe we'll call back. We're going to call around to some places, and maybe we'll call back if we want you to send us some stuff.
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to be here to help you anytime you need anything, okay?
Thanks, man.
My pleasure. Thank you.
See ya. Thank you.
Something's wrong with this sound here.
Yeah, there's something weird about the... You keep...
I'm trying to...
Looking at that thing, I don't know what that... Because it just raises... At one point, they were very clear.
Yeah, but then he couldn't hear us.
I think he could. I think he could hear me.
No, if I turn the gain down, it doesn't... Like, that's
the thing,
good
too,
there,
about
but...
Gators.
See, then it's like fucking blown out there.
Mm-hmm.
If I do that. Let's do a test call. Okay, hopefully this... Because we sound good now. This sounds good. I think we just had a bad connection with him. He was too low. See, the phone line.
Hello. This is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer. This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick. Can you hear us okay?
I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
You know this is a business, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Yeah.
You do.
We were going to go on one of those boats with a big fan on the back.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you too, but we're not done yet.
Actually, I have to get to work because I have customers in front of me. Thank you.
Wait, we have questions about... Hello, Jennifer. Oh, you just made the worst mistake of your life, Jennifer.
We're calling you back,
baby.
We're
calling you back. We don't usually do this. But you were pretty rude.
Yeah.
Like, we have legitimate questions.
We're customers. In a way.
Potential.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to just not answer the phone?
I can't wait to see.
Jennifer, man. She's got a real attitude problem. We'll call them back later.
She's not going to last there. I'll tell you that right now.
No way. That store is purely... Call them back again?
Yep.
No, this is...
Come
just gonna,
on.
Let's give it a minute. They might have a caller ID situation, and then she'll never answer. So we'll have to wait for Jennifer to at least walk away from the phone. But that it sounded like technically everything was good there. Let's do some rapid fire. This podcast isn't designed to tip the scales in either direction of whether or not people know who Jason Segel is. But
it sounded like she knew who he was, right?
She did say yes.
Yeah.
She didn't. We didn't get the. Usually the.
Did we?
What
talk?
Seals the deal is when they say the actor.
Did we talk about the fact that he knows about the podcast?
We mentioned it on the last podcast. Okay. That but you know, this information is from one guy.
That
who could be lying.
Yeah.
Because he just wanted to meet me, talk to me, shake my hand, get a picture. But he does. He's a fan of
Does that happen to you a lot?
Not a lot. I don't leave the house.
Yeah. I'm
under house arrest. Yeah. For distributing illegal Simpsons bootleg merchandise.
Were you the one that was sending that, the Lisa with the...
The pornographic Simpsons. That's a thing. I'm not doing bits. I've touched on this on stage. I used to talk about internet porn.
Oh, God. My bit. Here it comes.
Hey, everybody. How's it going tonight? Hold on. Let me just get this up and running.
Oh, that's
here.
The tweet that I was going to say.
What?
Somebody wrote, Brennan Walsh... Let Nick Thune be who he is.
And did you write that?
No, that's what somebody tweeted.
Well, you know, people...
At Allison Clark. A-L-I-C-E-N Clark. Let Nick Thune be who he is at Brendan Walsh. She's tweeting from Texas.
Hey, everybody. How's it going tonight? Put your hands together for... this comedian coming to stage, Brendan Walsh.
Douche.
Oh, okay. Hey, everybody. How's it going? It's me, Brendan. Did you ever notice? All right, settle down. Did you ever notice? Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Hey guys. Did you ever notice? Can we all just take a seat, Brendan Walsh? Thank you,
Nick. Hey, everybody, please. So did you ever look at internet porn? Who here has seen internet porn? Okay, yeah, that's... So, yeah, you're looking at the porn, right? And if you're in the porn, you know, you're in a porn site, a lot of times on the sidebar of the porn, like, they have the categories, and then you see, like... It's got like Family Guy characters having sex with each other or Simpsons characters. Who's looking at that? I mean, if you're looking at Family Guy porn, if that's the only thing to get you off, I think maybe it's time to seek help. All right. Thank you, guys.
Check, please.
Thanks, everybody.
Check,
yeah,
please.
Yeah.
Sir, you haven't ordered any drinks.
Another thing. Damn it. All right, let's see if we could get...
Yeah, that was a great set, man.
Thank you. But I am curious about the... all right, what's going on here? I don't know. What was that noise?
Something in my throat.
I've gone... Andrew, how may I help you?
Hey, how's it going, Andrew? This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey, Andrew.
And we're going to be coming down. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. We'll see you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
See you, bud. Nice.
All right. One down. See, let's get his numbers up here.
Yeah. Let's just start. And that was a bar, or what was that?
It's a bar.
Oh.
Oh, he's... most of these places are open. This place is open 24 hours.
Is Segel sober?
I think so. We could ask this person who answered.
I mean, I know that in the past he enjoyed having a drink, so maybe that does mean he's sober.
Hey, Chuck speaking.
Hey, Chuck. This is Nick. I'm here with Brendan.
Hey, how's it going, Chuck?
Good.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I don't think so.
Okay. You never heard that name?
No.
So we're going to kind of get a little crazy down there on Bourbon Street.
Is it okay if we throw beads around and try to get girls to show their boobs even when it's not Mardi Gras?
Chuck?
Hello?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, there's just music behind you.
Oh, that's not on our end. I don't know what that is.
I mean, you could always throw beads if they showed their boobs. I mean, they could be arrested for it, but really? They'd still do it. So
we can't be arrested for throwing the beads, though.
No, you can't be arrested for throwing beads, but the girls if they show their boobs.
So it's all on their end, basically.
Yeah.
That's kind of a catch, because don't they have to show their boobs if you throw beads at them?
No, it's not. You don't have to anymore.
Oh.
But you used to have
At one point it was, yeah, the law.
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, we're going to come down with our wrestler friends, the Twin Towers.
Do you guys, allow wrestlers in there?
I'm sorry?
You guys allow
the
wrestlers?
Too loud on your side,
I don't.
So
it sounds like New Orleans jazz music.
Yeah. You guys, do you allow wrestlers in there, or you don't?
Allow what?
Wrestlers.
Wrestling.
Wrestlers.
Yeah.
All right, we hung up. I mean, it's definitely coming from his end. It's not. No, why would we have a New
why
Orleans?
Why would we have a New Orleans?
Brass jazz band.
It's just crazy that he would accuse us of that when we're just two guys in an office space in Glass Hill Park.
I wonder if we...
Is that too much to give away where we...
Oh, I don't think so.
Hey, this is... Oh, this is the little guy voice. This is also the little guy voice.
Hello? Check.
Oh, this is... Hello?
That might be a little too deep.
That's way too deep.
Hello?
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 Hi.
That's...
Hello? Okay. Hey, this is the twin... This is Tommy Tower, half of the Twin Towers. Timmy
this
and Tommy Tower.
This is Timmy and Tommy Tower.
Okay, so we'll have that on... We'll have that on deck for when we call this place.
Timmy and Tommy Towers.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Timmy and Tommy Towers. Yeah, that's right. Towers. That's our last name. The Twin Towers. Oops. Let's see here.
I like Chuck. I think Chuck...
he was fine. I mean, people were pretty chill there, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff they deal with. Getting a weird phone call is not.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey.
We were going to come. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, do you know who Jason Segel is?
Jason who?
Jason Segel.
I can't hear you, babe.
Do you know who Jason Segel is, babe?
I can't hear you at all. Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
you got it, babe.
Because it's loud there. It's not our fault.
Hello?
Hey, do you know who Jason Segel is?
Wait, say one more time?
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I heard of him. I don't know what he looks like.
Okay. If we were to bring beads in there, is there any chance of seeing boobs, or is that kind of...
Wait, say one more time?
If we were to bring beads in there...
I'm sorry, this is Timmy Towers.
Right. You're breaking up really bad. You get like, sound like you got a frog in your throat right
no,
now.
No, this is Timmy and Tommy Towers. We're the wrestling duo, the Twin Towers.
It's like real breaking up right now.
Yeah,
like,
that.
So we'll just mark it down as a yes. You do know who Jason Segel is?
I heard of him.
Okay.
I don't know his face, though.
No.
Well, okay. We'll figure out how to count that. Thanks.
All right.
Bye. Sound good to him.
I don't know his face, though.
Huh? I've heard of... I mean, he heard the name. Yeah.
Then he knows who Jason Segel is.
Do you listen to me, BG.
Do you know?
When the strongest arms in the world get a hold of you, these 24-inch pythons are going to slap a sleeper hold on you and put you to sleep.
Twin Towers, baby.
Timmy and Tommy Towers.
Hey, this is Nick. I'm here with Brendan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Yes.
You do?
Oh, cool. Our brothers were friends in high school. That's how we know each other. Do you guys sell beads there, or do we bring our own beads, or what's that?
Hey, I'm sorry. Breaking up a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. We were thinking about bringing... Well, first of all, we really want to go on one of those boats with a big fan on the back, but we were thinking about bringing some beads in there and trying to see a couple boobs.
Is that if the...
Hey, I'm sorry. It just keeps going in and out.
If it's not... Can you hear me?
It keeps going in and out.
Like how?
Just your voice keeps going in and then the volume going down, up and down.
Oh, weird.
How's that? Is that better?
I have an email address I can give you. If okay. It would be easier just to communicate via email.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's the email address. A.
Oh, yeah.
N-E.
Okay. Got it.
At.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm going to open up my laptop. I'm going to type in that email address, and I'm going to type you an email, and then I'm going to hit send. You hear that, little man?
J-E-N-E.
I'm going to BCC my ex-wife. I'm going to BCC a sleeper hold on that email, and I'm going to body slam my laptop right in the middle of the street into an atomic leg drop on my Honda Civic.
That was weird.
Why are people having trouble hearing us now? Is it because of the effects? Is it because of the... Maybe I shouldn't play the music. I think that could be...
Maybe it's the music.
He knows who he was.
Wrestlers talking about email. There's something really special about that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how to bleep it so we can't hear his email address.
Who cares? I don't think he ever got the full address out.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Sorry, what?
Hello? Hey. You guys, we're going to come down there. Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Who?
Jason Segel.
Uh-uh.
No?
Never heard that name? We're going to come down there. Are you guys open 24 hours?
Hello?
Hey, do you know who Jason Segel is?
Do I know what?
Jason Segel.
Your phone's breaking up really bad.
Hey, can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No.
You never heard that name?
No, never heard of it.
Mm. Okay. Well, we're going to come down there. What's the, like, we're going to do the whole Mardi Gras experience. Me and my boy Nick. It's Nick's bachelor party.
It's Nick here. Had a divorce and trying to get back into it, you know?
Yeah. He's had a divorce and then he's doing a bachelor party.
Oh, he's doing a bachelor party?
For his divorce.
But we don't do balcony at all.
Mm.
Okay. Are we allowed to throw beads around the place, though?
She probably won't allow you to throw beads in the store.
Okay,
we
have, like, a bunch of our high school friends, guys who are in high school. We're going to bring them, and we're going to whip each other in the face with beads. Is that okay if we just whip each other?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, I mean, because I've always noticed that the beads are usually tied together. Just have a
but
ton of.
But that's gonna really hurt and leave marks.
Yeah, well, we just have a ton of actual loose beads.
They're not strung together.
Oh, okay. That's better then.
So we can toss those around.
All right.
Could we ride now, my friend?
When would I be out here for? When would y'all be out here for?
Like Wednesday night, maybe. We're gonna bring Tyler the Creator. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the Creator. No.
He's going to ride a horse into the place.
I really not good with names.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie to anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. I'm more of a person that I remember faces and names.
Okay. Yeah. So it's pretty much anything goes there then, huh?
Yes.
What's your favorite color?
Mine is purple.
Okay.
What's your favorite Jason Segel movie?
I don't know.
Okay.
What's your favorite Jason Segel movie?
Who?
Jason Segel. What the fuck is that? You know who that is. Margaret. I don't know.
Sounds like someone's talking back to you.
Yeah, he is.
Can you fire him?
Huh?
Are you allowed to fire him?
No, I can't. I'm not the boss.
Well, just will you tell him?
Yeah, tell him to watch his mouth.
Is this a prank?
No.
Are you serious?
Just say, hey, watch your mouth, buddy. I'm a lady over here.
Watch your mouth, buddy. Yeah, you. I'm a woman right here.
He sounds confused.
Yeah, he sounds really confused.
Yeah, guy's a real dope over there.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's real. Are you guys not busy right now?
I thought you was pranking. I'm like, wait, are you serious right now?
No, we're going to come in. You'll see us on Wednesday night if you're there.
Okay.
We'll see you. Love you.
Bye.
I love you.
That girl was a good time. She did everything she does whatever she's told.
The confusion in that guy was so good.
What? She's like, watch your mouth.
Watch your mouth. I'm a lady over here.
Oh? Huh?
She quoted you perfect. I'm a lady over here.
She said, I'm a woman.
I'm a woman over here. Yeah. They don't call them ladies anymore.
I don't know. Is that part of the Me Too thing? You're not allowed to call women ladies? You could ask this place.
Yeah. Hey.
Is this a classy bar?
Classy bar?
Yeah,
it's
like
a
we're gonna
bar.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
I'm sorry?
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
No.
We were going to come in there and we were wondering if it's okay to call women ladies. If
nope.
Is it classy?
Is that part
jazz
of
bar. Audrey Plain Jazz Bar.
Is it okay, though, but like with the Me Too movement, is it okay to throw beads at ladies?
No, we have nothing here. We don't have balconies, nothing. It's just a bar.
No, but yeah, we're going to come into the bar and throw beads at people.
No, you can't. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, okay. You can try. We're going to be there.
If you do that.
Have you ever heard of Timmy and Tommy Towers, the Twin Towers of Wrestling?
Nope.
Well, they're going to be with us.
You'll have to go to a place where it has a balcony and you can do that.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to put on Timmy Towers and he's going to talk to you.
Hey, this is Timmy.
And this is Tommy Towers, and we're going to come in there, and we're going to throw beads at your customers, and there's nothing you can do about it, little man.
He hung up.
Why do you have to throw in the little man thing?
Because that's like, I feel like, isn't that what wrestlers call each other?
Yeah, maybe.
He didn't know who Jason Segel is anyway, so screw him.
Yeah, guy's a piece of shit.
That guy sounded classy.
Let's start off as Timmy and Tommy.
Okay, that's people really aren't going to be able to understand us, though. We'll just have to talk slowly. Oh, but we got to figure out who, like, see if they know who Jason Segel is, though, too.
Yeah, Timmy and Tommy can ask.
That's weird. This call, okay, this place hangs up as soon as you call.
Yeah, the numbers
so
are really...
So should we, like, try to get Jason Segel for the... You know, we're... This is episode 28.
So, hey, this is Nick. I'm here with Brendan.
Hi, how's it going?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Jason Segel?
Yeah.
I do not.
You never heard that name?
I have not.
Huh.
Okay. We're going to come into your restaurant. This is like a bar restaurant.
Yes.
Oh, do you have good food?
We do.
Okay. We're going to bring in, do you know Timmy and Tommy Towers, the Twin Towers of professional wrestling?
I personally do not know.
Okay. Is anybody else working there?
I'm the only manager available at the moment that's in the office.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, we're curious.
We're going to put Timmy and Tommy on real quick. Is that all right?
Okay.
Hey, little lady, this is Tommy Towers.
This is Timmy.
We're the Twin Towers of professional wrestling. She hung up.
That's being very polite.
It's got to be the scariest.
I wonder what it sounds like on the other end.
Let's call my phone and leave a voicemail.
Okay. Let's call this place first.
I'll tell you what, I like hearing Timmy and Tommy just in my earphones.
Yeah. They should do a book on tape, like read, like All Quiet on the Western Front or something. Hey, how's it going? This is Brendan. I'm here with Nick.
Hey.
How are you? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Wait, I'm sorry?
Do you know who Jason Segel is?
Jason Segel?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
It actually sounds good coming out of your mouth. It's Jason Segel. Yeah.
Do you know if, okay, we're going to come in and we're doing the whole Mardi Gras or the whole New Orleans thing, Bourbon Street. And we're going to come in, we're going to throw some beads around.
Okay, can you give me 1 second? Can you just hold on for just a second? I'm sorry.
Yeah, hurry up.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, sorry about that. Hello?
Hey, are you there?
Hey, yes.
Oh, okay.
With the Me Too movement, is it okay to throw beads at ladies still?
Excuse me?
With the Me Too movement, is it okay to throw beads still?
I can't hear you, sorry.
No, we're just wondering about throwing beads.
Are we allowed to throw beads still?
Are you allowed to throw beads off the balcony?
Well, yeah. Just...
I mean, if they give you beads, then you're allowed to throw beads.
But what about the Me Too movement?
The what? I'm sorry.
The
Me Too movement.
Once again, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Well, what's that Me Too? You know the Me Too movement?
You know the Me Too movement?
So sorry, the phone is like, I don't know if it's your phone or mine, but I can barely hear
you. The Me Too movement? Do you know the Me Too movement?
No.
Oh.
So, we can throw beads then at ladies. And nobody's going to Weinstein us. Are we going to get Weinsteined if we throw beads is our question, I guess.
I mean, as far as I know, you can like when they if you come here and if you have a private balcony rented, and you rent a private balcony, sometimes you ask them and it comes with the balcony or the party. Like they offer beads, I guess it's a part of the package. So, I mean, you're allowed to throw beads off the balcony if that's what you're asking.
And is it like a handful of beads or is it like are they strung loose, together?
Can they be loose beads? But we just want to make sure we don't get Weinsteined.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just the bartender, so I don't have all the answers. I'm just telling you that I know that they offer to have beads at private parties. That's all that I can answer for you. I don't have any other answers other than that.
What about throwing beans?
Throwing what?
Like
beans.
Yeah, like baked beans or
fava beans.
I have customers, Bob. I have to go. If you want to have the office number, you can call the office, okay?
Can we speak to one of the customers, please? Thank you.
You want the office's number?
No. I just want to speak to one of the customers that are there.
Do you know who Jason Segel is? We know who he is. And we want to give you a little quiz. Do you know who Jason